And from the trophy room, we make our way down the hall of this mysterious facility. That's right. It's not a house. This is not a cottage in the woods. Nay, this is a closed-off facility lined with white hallways, burgundy furniture. We make our way to the second door on the left. Enter in. We're in the entertainment room. Beautiful furnished cushions, a beautiful IMAX screen. We're sitting down and we're recapping the MCU, starting with WandaVision, which, Kyle, we've been on a journey. First, we were in the 50s, right, with Wanda and Vision. Hijinks ensued. We have Dick Van Dyke. We got Bewitched, right? Then we enter the third episode. We get the 70s or late 70s with things like, what's that one show? What did they do here? I totally blanked on it. And I used to love it as a kid.
I'm trying to think of the reference.
Big Ass Family. Couldn't miss them.
Partridge Family? Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch. There you go. Hijinks ensued, right? First episode, Vision's boss was choking on some type of weird dish. The second episode, they had some talent show or whatever. They pulled a bunny out of a hat. Things happened. Third episode, Wanda gets mysteriously preggers. And Vision kind of gets this feeling that there's something wrong with this town that they're in. And fourth episode, we find out Wanda's made a hub world in this hexagonal town. And she's taken over people, but we don't know what's going on here. And everybody's on edge. The military's there. We got this new agency called SWORD. Yes, Sword and Shield. It's a little cheesy, but we like it anyway. The boss is a bit of a dick. Let's be honest. Haywood, you're on notice. Fifth episode, we get the reveal that Wanda's brothers come back into town, but he looks like Quicksilver from the Fox universe. Things are happening here. Vision tries to escape because he sees that while he's walking around town, being the neighborhood watch, everybody's kind of just standing there in place. It's kind of weird. It's just an odd sense of this town. And there's no kids until Wanda's kids mysteriously grow up to be the ripe old ages of 10. We enter the sixth episode. And that's where I draw a blank because I forget it. Episode 7 rolls into
town. Six is Halloween.
Oh, sorry. That's where everything's all weird and kooky and crazy. Episode 7, we get the office episode. Shows that we know now. The fake documentaries. Right? And now, all of a sudden, Wanda enters her next-door neighbor's, Agnes's house. She reveals herself to be Agatha Harkness. And she has been screwing with Wanda this entire time behind the scenes. Because Wanda's not the only one with these types of powers. Nay, nay, nay. Agatha has them as well. And that's revealed in episode 8, where she is one of the Salem witches. And she's been practicing the dark arts. And she's killed her coven. And now she's kind of roaming the earth, looking for more power to suck up to call her own. This is where we kind of find out why we have this town where every episode is a different show from a different time period. Wanda's way of escaping is old classic sitcoms. She was watching Dick Van Dyke with her family when the bomb went off. She was the one that made the bomb not go off using her powers. And we find out that, in fact, she's always had these powers, but they were amplified by the Time Stone, by the Age of Ultron events.
Mind Stone.
Mind Stone. Sorry, I keep on saying time because I'm an idiot. And now we get to the standoff. Agatha Harkness has the two children. She says, Wanda, you don't get it. This magic stuff, you're conjuring things, and you've never even learned a spell. You don't know what these runes are. You have no idea what you're doing. You're just doing it. This takes years of training in the arts, and you're just manifesting it. This whole town is usually just impossible to pull off, yet somehow you do in a day? What's going on here? I know. This is Chaos Magic, Wanda. You're the Scarlet fucking Witch. Yeah, that's right. The first F-bomb in an MCU show is this show. That was my words. That's theirs. And so, that said, they're now in the center of town. And that's where we leave off with episode 9. The final episode here. Kyle, also, might I add, the government, they made their own Vision. His name's White Vision, and I already feel like we got to change that name.
No, 100%. I'm uncomfortable. While I was watching it with other people tonight, we've come to the consensus that Ghost Vision is the way we're going to name him.
What about Gray Vision?
Why does it have to be a color? Just Ghost. He's Ghost true. Vision.
I mean, well, why does the absence of color?
Or Phantom or Vision?
So, here's the thing. I wanted to make this meme because White Vision was trending on Twitter, and I wanted to go along the lines of the quartering clicking on White Vision, thinking it's not thinking it has to do with WandaVision, and it's this, like, jaw drop meme because, you know, he's a racist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kyle, we think we need to change his name. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's two Visions now. Almost forgot to mention. One Vision is stuck in the Hex. That is part of the Mind Stone that she tapped into. So that Vision doesn't have all of the memories because it really is just what she sees, the best qualities of him, right? And Phantom Vision, he is pretty much a husk. They tapped into Wanda's energy source, and that's what brought him back to life. But he has no memories or anything. He doesn't even know who he is. He is just a walking, talking weapon. And at the same exact time, we got Wanda staring down with Agatha Harkness. But before we get into all the stuff of Episode 9, the lead up to this show, or to this moment, how on board have you been? Because there was rumors of it being X-Men, you know, we're going to see, you know, Reed Richards, and spoiler alert, you get none of that here.
We get a little bit in one of the credit scenes, but okay. I'm totally okay with how it is. In fact, I'm very satisfied with how the show ended. Did I enjoy watching and consuming all these crazy-ass theories? 100%. But part of me is okay with none of them coming true, just because of just how well-written the show it was and is, and the performances carried it through, and you can't just blow your load on the first MCU series. You know what I mean?
Correct.
You can't just add everything, and 'cause there's no room for more. There's no wanting of more of what could be. And I think they left it off in a great place. I think the little hints here and there of other things are fantastic. And, yeah, man, what a finale. Insane.
Yeah, I thought this is a really good show. Like, it's great. Like, and especially for the moment that we're in. Like, I think this is a good 7.58. Like, this is a good experience I've had.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, I watched it all again. I binged it up until episode 9 with my friend Amy, right? Mm-hmm. Amy has not dug it. She doesn't like it at all.
Okay.
Or she thinks it's like, it's all right, but like, really, and I totally get this. The first three episodes are so slow, and if you're not about those shows, which a lot of people aren't, let's be real, you're checking out, and she checked out hard. But she also, I don't think, was giving it the chance as well, because she's not into Wanda, she's not into Vision, and I'm telling her, like, Amy, I think if you're not into them, I don't think the MCU is gonna be for you for much longer, because there's huge implications here. And she's like, okay, so like, now she's like, I'm gonna watch it because like, I got questions, but I do understand, and I have like the format that they've done of weekly, because I get it. I binged it all, and Kyle, I'm just like, ooh, okay. It's all right. Like, it felt like homework rather than
really
me having fun with it. Yeah. And maybe it's because I've watched them so much, but like,
there's not enough time passed between the first time you've watched them to the second
maybe.
Time?
Yeah. And when I say oof, I mean like, oh, okay, this isn't, I mean, it isn't as amazing as I was, you know, I have, and that's because, like, I'm giving no time to gestate what's happening.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah, I do like how Disney's done it. I actually kind of think weekly's the way to go because you get to theorize what's going on and what's going to happen in each episode. Mm. And I think that's helped this show a lot. But there is some disappointing fans that did want Marvel to blow their whole load here. But I like what Paris Lilly said is, you know, I'm expecting this to be WandaVision. I'm not expecting anybody else to show up.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I once I had that expectation, which was more level-headed, I was like, yeah, you're right. I mean, this show was made during the Fox acquisition, so I don't think we're going to get that.
And I think Marvel and Disney were very clever about how they did the week-to-week trailers. Because I don't know if it was last week or the week before that when we talked about it. It was like, oh, man, I saw the trailer, and I tried to, and it kind of spoiled something. And in that trailer, they showed Doctor Strange walking up the steps of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did. So that I was expecting Stephen Strange to be showing up in that episode. So, like, partly that is because Disney and Marvel were really playing into that and keeping us guessing and keeping us theorizing, which I'll be 100% it's fun.
Yeah.
It was fun theorizing and getting into the weeds of these characters that I don't know a whole lot about because I haven't read the comics. And I'm now 100% all in on Wanda and Vision, and I want to go back and read as much as I can about them. I know when I say read, Joe's like, ugh, reading books. Blah, blah. Yeah.
Why not play a video game? Yeah.
But, I can understand why people might be disappointed, but I still think the overall quality is top-notch. Marvel, writing's incredible. The characters, making Monica Rambeau what she is now.
Yeah.
Huge pro in this. They made us love Darcy. Like, they really took things that we didn't love about the MCU as a whole and really changed our minds about them in this show.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Jimmy Woo is going to be the new sword, head of sword. I want to be
what's
the
his
case.
Name? Why?
Asian Jim.
No. Coulson. He'll be the new Coulson for the Avengers. Yeah. And I'm
never kill Jimmy off, or else I am never going to talk to him again, Marvel.
Fun fact, I don't know if you saw this or saw him talking about it, but he forgot he was on The Office.
I saw that.
And people were like, oh, walking down the street.
Asian
like,
Jim.
What up, Asian Jim? And they're like, man, why are they so racist? So what's going on here? Because he completely forgot that he played Jim on The Office. He's
great.
So good. He's so good.
I love him. Randall I love him. That man is so pure. So, yeah, and, like, the introduction of Monica as well in episode 4 is the thing that got me in, where, like, Monica was this character we thought her name was. What was her name in the Hex? It was, like, Geraldine.
Remember.
There you go. Okay. Geraldine. For the first 3 episodes, we're kind of introduced to her. Watching it again, it is kind of like she walked on set, which is kind of interesting. So there's always something off about her character. We find out in episode 4, she stumbled in because there was a missing persons thing Jimmy Woo was trying to uncover, and it was a missing town. And this town was covered by the Hex. She falls in. Sword swoops in after her. She is the daughter of Captain Marvel's best friend. And yeah, she comes out and, you know, she's like, oh shit, things are happening. And she's changed. And what I loved about her character is that she is just as broken as Wanda is. Mm-hmm. She misses her mom. She didn't get to say goodbye because her mom died while she was blipped. And seeing her come back from the blip and having that immediate loss after you thought, like, she beat cancer and now it came back is that motivator. And I loved in episode 9 how they closed that chapter a little bit on her as well. But they left it, like, half open. So, yeah, I've enjoyed my trip here a lot. It is a really good writing for a Marvel show.
Mm-hmm.
Just excellent. You know, like, and I mean, like, dialogue-wise. There are some things that, like, Phantom Vision says that are a little weird. It's like, it is my directive, but
I mean,
I get it.
You're
a robot.
That and, like, there is no emotion to him because all that emotion is in the Vision that's in the Hex.
beep, beep, boop, up. I get it. That said, let's get right into episode 9, because it is a lot to cover in 40 minutes. It's a big old fight. Agatha's power is that she can... any magic you throw at her, she sucks it up and it becomes hers.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of her dark magic. That's a really interesting, like, fight sequence between her and Wanda just throughout the whole thing. Because, like, Wanda's throwing... She can't fight her with magic. And I love how she, like, in the beginning, she straight up just throws the Buick at her.
And it's an awesome Wizard of Oz reference. Where they pan down and you just see, like, the little boots underneath the car. That was great. Yeah, that is, I think, a really cool fight and a different kind of fight in the MCU. Mm-hmm. Where it is people battling with things we've never seen before, right? Magic versus magic kind of thing. And I think they did it really well in introducing it and left us wanting more for future like full-on magic battles that might take place in Doctor Strange 2, which I'm hoping.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, I dug the whole thing, like Agatha just like absorbs it. And, and by doing so, actively is hurting Wanda because like she's getting like all the color is being taken out of her kind of thing. What happened to the same thing that happened to the Circle of the Witches that were around Agatha back in Salem. Like, when she took their powers, they turned into this zombified, blackened corpse.
Yeah. Also, if you could hear my family in the background, I don't know what they're doing. But it's annoying me.
They're doing their own WandaVision podcast.
That is true. That is true. How did you like when Phantom Vision... I like how we've changed this name.
Yeah.
Makes it way more comfortable. When, like, he drops down, what did you think was going to happen? And when you saw the end result, what was your emotions?
I loved it. I was hyped. A Vision versus Vision fight? Yes, please. And didn't disappoint. Mm-hmm. I think it looked really cool and something that I think it's forgotten where this is a TV show, but the effects look like big screen quality.
And for the most part.
And like, there are a couple little minor things here and there, but like specifically like the Vision fight, I thought was really, really well done.
Yeah. Because, like when they're floating in air, I'm like, oof, I kind of see it. And also the explosion from the Vision v Vision fight, oof. But I will say the one thing that I wanted to touch on here is when she sees him, though. She's like, oh, Vision, he grabs her face. You think they're going to go for a kiss? And he's like, I'm going to squish your skull. And he's like, they told me you were going to be powerful. And she's like, what the fuck? And you hear like cracking of skull, you know?
Yeah, that was intimidating. That was intense.
That was intense. I'm like, holy shit, they're going to squish this broad's head right in front of me? All right, well, fuck.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I kind of dig the look of Phantom Vision or Ghost Vision.
Yeah.
I dig the monotone color with the bright blue in his head and the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really, really cool. Also, shout out to Paul Bettany for trolling us with this cameo and the cameo just being himself. Like, well done, sir. Well done.
Well freaking done. Yeah. I really did like the the Vision v Vision fight as well. Because A, it kind of gives me Superman-ish vibes when they both go head-to-head with each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh yeah, this is kind of like Man of Steel, but like done a little better. And like, them both using their transitional powers to kind of, like go through each other and like get each other's like arm and twist it. Now, here's the one thing that this is the one maybe break. Monica gets captured by this, what's she call her? Fietro. Right? We find out this is not another Quicksilver from another dimension.
Nope.
This guy's name is...
It's Ralph.
Was it? Ralph Boner.
Yeah.
A so-called...
It's Agatha's actor. Husband that she was hinting at earlier. Not really, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Disappointed by that at all?
No. I think we... That blow was lessened because of... What happened in the previous episode when Agatha was like, yeah, no, this is not your Pietro. This is just some puppet that I'm using.
Yeah.
Not like didn't pull him from another universe or whatever. This was, again, Marvel tongue-in-cheek, kind of like playing with us a little bit. Like, they knew what they were doing. And yeah. I dig what they why they did it. That made for a great moment when he popped up on screen. But yeah. I'm not bummed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't disappointed as well. I was just like, ah, maybe it could have been another MCU character. But fine. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, cool. All right, whatever. And that's, like, at this point, too, I surrendered the, where, there was still a little glimmer of hope for X-Men with the, you know, the barriers being broken. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was like, okay, we're not going to get Reed Richards. This doesn't make sense. My brother was banking on Ultron still. I'm like, dude, they got 40 minutes to give you Ultron. Like, that would be, it's really, that would, I'd rather not see that character than him get, like, let's be realistic, 5 minutes of screen time for them. Him to get what squashed in a sec? Nah, that's not good.
I would have thought that Phantom Vision would have had James Spader's voice for a brief second. Like, they uploaded Ultron into that body finally, like completing the circle that's what my that he brother wanted.
Was banking on. And, yeah,
like when he dropped down in front of Wanda, him mentioning like, oh, how far you've come because they were fighting along each other in Ultron.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a cool moment, but I'm okay without it. I'm sure Ultron will pop up in one of these shows eventually.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy Woo gets captured. He gets brought to Douchebag McGee. And what's his name? I always Haywood. Forget. Haywood. I always say Wood. It's Word.
Yeah.
Haywood, again, big old evil sword agent guy, captures him. Jimmy Woo's like, hey, listen, man. My people are going to be here in less than an hour. You really want to like try to prove us wrong? He's like, listen, as long as I get Vision, as long as I end this within the hour and have this like U.S. weapon.
Yeah.
We're good, dude. We're gravy. You're an idiot. Now, what he didn't know, Jimmy stole an iPhone. And now he's going to call his friend to say, can you be here in an hour?
And next? He knows magic, so he can escape the cuffs.
Yep, and that's what I really loved as well. I love that he's getting like he's gotten sly. You know what I mean? That's what he's got. He's gotten sly.
Well, yeah, going back to what I was saying earlier, like Jimmy Woo and WandaVision makes the Ant-Man stuff that he does better because he learned magic, so he can't have Scott Lang one up him anymore. He's tired of being disrespected and shown up, so.
And he thinks it's cool. That's the best part.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So Wanda then makes her way downtown, walking fast, and she's not homebound. And then she sees everybody. She got shot by a photon blast. Agatha is on a billboard, and she's just like, look. Like, don't you know anything that's going on? Like, there's a whole dark chapter in the dark book about you, dude. Yeah, the
dark hold. Finally
mentioning it. Yeah. I don't know what that was until now. And she shows her the book and everything. She's like, look at these pages. They turn. And she says to the Scarlet Witch, you know, she has no coven, no need for incantation. And Wanda's like, I'm not a witch. I don't cast spells. You know, no one taught me magic. And she, you know, Agatha just cuts her off going, your powers exceed that of the Sorcerer Supreme. And guess what, Wanda? Your destiny is to destroy the world, babe. Mm-hmm. She didn't say a condescending babe, but like we kind of... It was throwing me those hinted. Type of vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
her accent.
I think this is where... One of my favorite things about the show happens where Agatha then wakes up the townsfolk and they're pleading Wanda to let them go because of how tortured they've been and how I think it's the guy who is Herb, I think, earlier in the previous episodes. And he's like, I can't remember what I'm supposed to do without you anymore. Please kill me. Like, I had a purpose. I had a daughter. Now all I can think about is doing what you want us to do. And, like, following the storylines, like, kill me, because I have no more purpose.
I like the one lady, too, Dot, I think, was in episode 2.
Yeah.
She's like, I have a daughter, can you just wake her up? They're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Can we just hold her? And, like, they're pleading with her, like, she is, like, this not even
she's bad person.
Malevolent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's malevolent. Yeah, she's a yeah, malevolent. Yeah, she evil is what she I'm trying evil. To say. God, like God, like it's so yeah, not nice.
Yeah.
That said, Monica breaks out. Somehow is able to kick Ralph's ass. Maybe it's because he's not really quicksilver. He doesn't really have the quick reflexes, but whatever. Thought that was a little weird how she was able to beat him up.
I didn't find it weird.
Oh, really? I thought it was very weird. You're a speedster. You're able to see that coming like a mile away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're fine with it. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's just like out. Fake powers.
You're right. And this is Ralph Boner, after all. This is even the real
She realizes summer. How Agatha is still controlling him, and it's yep. a necklace that she is hexed.
She rips it off. Something and, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, can we just, again, and I just need to say this for the record, Monica Rambeau, this is officially, the trophy room is being renamed. We're a Monica Rambeau stan podcast from
the
here
Photon
on out.
Room?
Yeah, the photon room. Oh my goodness. The crush on her is just, she's just beautiful from her hair, her eyes. It's just the way she smiles.
The way she smells.
She has a beautiful, the way she smells. Oh God, she's gorgeous. The kids find out Mama's under attack. They need our help. They're still pleading with her as well, the townsfolk. So they're going to try to go and save Mom. And, yeah, right here on out, you're like, oh, yeah, no, like, this is the consequences to her actions. She is not a good person.
Mm-hmm. Being selfish, that Wanda yeah. Maximoff.
Yeah. And this is what selfish is when you have powers of literally a god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, like, the Scarlet Witch's whole thing is, like, she's supposed to destroy Earth. You know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, everybody's pleading with her. They're like, please, just let us go. Your grief is poisoning us, is what the mom from That 70s Show says.
Kitty.
And then she does like this yell, and when she's pleading for them to stop, and she puts like these dog collars on them that just like put them in so much pain.
Because they think subconsciously she wanted them to shut up. So what better way to shut up than have them all strangle so they can't yeah. talk? And that's just how the magic and the power is manifested with like these collars just around them, choking them out, slowly killing them.
Yeah. And then she, like, Agatha calls them, and Agatha says something. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm this is not me. And Agatha's like, heroes don't torture people, Wanda. You're not a good person. And yeah. And then all of a sudden, let's just see, she beams up to the
and
air.
She's got a point.
Yeah.
She's got no,
she, it, that's the thing. Like, Agatha's kind of like the good Sith here. She's like, kind of like tempting the Jedi in the best way possible, like showing them the path of the dark side in a really, really mm-hmm. interesting way. She then starts opening the hex. She doesn't fly in the air. I lied. I'm watching in real time.
That's yeah, she drops the collars and she's opening yep. them up. And
she's like, everybody run.
I'll show you. All I am a good person. Again. Get out.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And this also gives an opening for Haywood to come in with his 5 Jeeps with bullets that he thinks are going to defeat Wanda Maximoff. Uh-huh. But that's and neither here nor
one
there.
One of the most powerful scenes, or one that got me a little choked up, also happens as to where... maybe this... Mixing this up in my head. Vision and Phantom Vision have a talk. And
we'll get right to that, okay. actually.
They have a talk in the library, I think.
Yep. So, they have that cool fight in the air, and we start to see Wanda's vision falls down, and he's literally being ripped apart at the same exact time the boys are there being ripped apart. And Agatha's like, see, look, this is it. This yeah. is what, this is your dream world. You know what I mean?
So I thought the talk happened before they started breaking apart.
No. This is what grounds them.
Got it.
And then let me see. I'm just rewinding.
Yeah, what a awful, haunting scene of Wanda having everything ripped away from her, literally again, in mm-hmm. front of her eyes, because it is all her, and she's yeah. still not ready to let them go. And yeah. I'm not even sure if all the townspeople got out, if I'm totally honest in time.
That's what I think. Like, no way. No. They were able to run a block because she closes up the hex because she can't see him go. Mm-hmm. But enough time for the military to get there. And you see the family standoff, which is cute and adorable.
Yeah.
And that's where we get this, you know, where it's like, hey, listen, guys, I'm going to take care of Agatha. Vision, you take care of your race's self. Kids, you fight the military. and that's where we get this talk between Ra's Vision and Wanda's Vision. And this is a cool thing because this is how I think a Vision v Vision fight would actually go down. And I think this is how why Marvel's so good is because, or good at making these shows and movies, because they truly understand the characters.
It's all in-house. I feel like if this wasn't under the Marvel Disney umbrella,
yeah,
with like Kevin Feige, the master of all lore, at the head of it, and it was just like another studio making a superhero movie with Vision in it versus Vision, it would be complete. There would be no heart.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have this kind of I almost said gravitas, kind of just like humanity amongst AI synthetic humans.
We would we'd be able, like, because if you really think of it, and it's really easy too, it's just like a robot android.
Yeah,
we're supposed to feel for this is stupid. Mm-hmm. Just on the outlook, but like the person is there, and that's why you care so much. But Kyle, I request elaboration, because when he's like, "You're not the real Vision," Ra's Vision to the other one while in chokehold, he's like, "You're right. I'm only the conditional Vision," and right there is where they have a talk, right? Where Vision's like, "Okay, so let's talk about this. What are you getting at here, pal? You know what I mean?" Mm-hmm. And then he talks about the story of the boat of Theseus. I think it's a Greek.
Yeah,
but it's a Greek boat in a museum. And he's like, "All right, neither of us are Vision, but you house Vision's memories. So the boat of Theseus is this boat is in this museum, right? And over time, the wood rots and decays. And you replace each plot individually until none of the original plots are there. Is that still the boat of Theseus? Or if you just let all those plots rot, is that the boat?" And Vision says, or Ra's Vision goes, "Neither are." And then he's like, "Okay, then trust me on this one. Because mm-hmm. you have his memories. I have his feelings. Let me touch your brain."
Let me wake you up like he did with other townspeople mm-hmm. in the sex already.
Yeah. And that's where he sees everything that's happened to him. Mm-hmm. And right then and there, White Vision's like, "I'm woke." and I went broke, so I'm going to fly. I'm going to zip-zop-zoop out of here. You win
this fight. He's no longer a QAnon supporter. He's come to his senses.
Exactly. He's like, "You know what? Maybe CNN people don't drink the blood of children. Maybe that was a little far-fetched." We get then Haywood trying to literally shoot kids.
Yeah.
great idea on your part, Haywood. Photon comes in. Monica takes the shots. The shots go through her, but immediately fall.
What a cool shot. That was such a cool sequence. I love that.
Then one bullet whizzes past her face, her beautiful face. And then you see that one of the boys, Billy, I think, catches it with his powers and drops it down. I think that's really cool. At the same time, now we have the Wanda v. Agnes fight, which is super interesting because Wanda's trying to like get the upper hand, like she's teleporting around her, and Agatha gets lost in the battle. And then Wanda taps her head. And just like she did in the Age of Ultron movies, she's back in the Salem witch trial days.
God, there are so many scenes that are mm-hmm. shot so perfectly well. And the moment they did that thing where they sped Wanda up, like she was sneaking up and tapping into Agatha's brain. The same thing she did in Age of Ultron with Tony. Boop. That gave him the visions of what could have happened in Endgame if he didn't succeed. Yeah. Of all everyone dying, she's doing that with Agatha.
And having the page flipped where Agatha breaks out of it,
yeah.
but like still in the same dream, and then having all the dead witches just like dog pile Wanda and you think she's gonna die. Like, that was fucking awesome as shit. Yeah. And, like, she's kind of, I think, at this point, she's like, give me your power, and I will correct the flaws of your original spell. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'll keep you in this place. I'll give you everything you want. You, your family, the people of Westview, all of it can live together in peace. Just give me your powers. She wants to be the Scarlet Witch. And no one will ever feel this pain again. So, like, she's kind of talking to the worst of Wanda and even promising Wanda. It's kind of like Agatha is the devil at this part. Mm-hmm. How did you like that little talk when she's being dogpiled by the witches and then breaks through? She's like, nah, bitch, we still gonna fight, and, you know, tosses her back out of the sequence.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I think that was the start of Wanda finally coming to terms with the loss that she's gone through. And mm-hmm. her being like, she cannot keep this up. And I think if we didn't have that scene earlier of her with the townspeople that she is hexed and then pleading for her to let go, I don't think we would have... I think she would have given in and let Agatha take over, because she still wants it. Yeah, if
she
didn't
realize what she was doing.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, like, Vision tries to fly up and, like, tries to stop her, but, like, she forces Vision down because... this is something she needs to do.
Yeah.
And we just start seeing Wanda just start throwing her chaos magic bolts.
Arms turning black because she keeps getting the power getting absorbed into Agatha.
And even at this part, I was like, why are you doing this? Like, it's what happened to the witches in the Salem Witch Trials happened to you. You're getting all old in the face as well. She's sucking up your powers. And she's just like, give me more of it. I don't give a shit. Now, the look on Wanda's face, though, when she's, like, getting older and older, looks fucking cool.
Yeah. Some amazing... Again, I'm just going to say, the last 15 minutes, all these shots and the way this was directed and shot is so damn cool and awesome. Yeah, Wanda getting old in the face, and I was instantly thinking, like, oh, her arms are black. Maybe that's why if she eventually gets the costume... that she'll have the arm or elbow high gloves on to hide that, because it's permanent damage at this point.
And that's what I was kind of thinking. I was on the same boat here. And, like, at this part, I was like, oh shit. Like, Agatha is the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
And, like, even she's just like, the world you made will always be broken. Like, even like, just like, she's like, just like you. Like, I'll give you this, but it's not the way you wanted it. Mm-hmm. So, fuck off. I got your powers now. Ha ha ha. And right as she's about to cast the final spell, where Wanda's, like, totally disoriented, we get one of the coolest shots. If not the coolest shot of this.
Yeah. Agatha all of a tries sudden, to do something. Nothing happens.
Yeah, she tries to shoot Wanda down at the very end. And you see Wanda, like, her face becoming young again. And then she explains, it's a basic magic spell. She threw the cantations around the hex so that Agatha can't use
the same thing Agatha was throwing in her face the previous episode. Like, what, you don't know basic rune spells?
And now that she had that bit of knowledge, she was able to throw it right back at her.
Oh, it was so literally cool. Just the camera panning to the side of Wanda and seeing that giant-ass rune on the side of the hex. And then the cloud slowly... sift away, and you see them all around Agatha, and Agatha's like, oh shit.
Yeah. And it's really fast how she accepts she's a witch. And I think maybe this was like the proof of concept. All right, fuck it. If this is all real, let me throw these around, but whatever. And she says, I don't need you to tell me who I am. And you see the mask form on her fucking face.
Oh my god.
And then Agatha. It's like, no, please. And you just see this power surge, the power just rip back from Agatha to what will be known as, from Wanda, the Scarlet fucking Witch.
Can we talk about this costume and the shot?
Yes.
My God. Shot's incredible.
Fucking cool as shit, dude.
It basically is that shot of in the flashback episode when the Mind Stone touches her. It's the same thing of her being enveloped and seeing herself as the Scarlet Witch, and
dude, the pan of her form, like, just of the crown itself when all the energy's coming on her, mm-hmm. and the red eyes, I'm like, oh, this is fucking cool.
If this is not one of the best costumes in all of the MCU, you're lying to yourself. Mm-hmm. She looks fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. This costume is amazing, and it's not the hokey, over-sexualized Scarlet Witch costume from the comics that we were all afraid of, and that she was even in the Halloween episode. Like, she looks fucking great.
No complaints there.
I mean, of course, but, like, I'm she looks even fucking better in this one. I love the way Elizabeth Olsen looks in this costume.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, strong, like, my God, it's amazing.
That's sexy. Let's be real. Yeah, my goodness gracious. Punch me right in the fucking face with some magic. I'm going to pause it right there because she looked good. And that's the thing. This costume, she had to do a lot. Like, the props to the costume people because, yeah, like, Scarlet Witch's costume is pretty much a tunic just covering the labia, and then everything else is just out.
Yeah, very deep cleavage.
Very deep cleave. We're talking triple D. It's like every teenage fantasy, right? And here it's like, okay, so her sleeves cut. She's got elbow gloves, right? So she's got a little shoulder going. She's cute. And then she's got this tunic, but like it flows down to like this like half skirt and pants. Mm-hmm. She's wearing pants for people. And again, she looking good. And her hair, on point.
The hair is a big plus. As a redhead lover, Kyle Stevenson, love this look.
I agree.
And I love how the red is that, if we're going back to the comics, it is the Maximoff red. It is the Magneto maroon red. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was paying attention to what you were saying, Jesus.
I know, you're getting lost in it.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm just a red hot blooded male, you know?
And it's cool that she doesn't have a cape. At least yet. At the end of the episode, she has sort of a cape and looks super cool.
Yeah. And then she gives Agatha the worst punishment. Oh, I'm going to turn you into the nosy neighbor.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be.
And she's like, I might need you. Please.
Yeah. Now, Agatha says, you have no idea what you unleashed, and you're going to need me. This line. We'll see Agatha again.
100%. Props to Marvel for not killing her off. Or making it sound like we're never seeing her again. We are 100% getting Captain Han again in a future thing. Probably even Doctor Strange too.
I absolutely think so. I think because in the comics, Agatha is kind of guiding. The
mentor. Yeah,
it's kind of the mentor. So I think every time Wanda's going to be stuck on something, she's going to literally tap her out of being the neighbor and then tap her back in.
Absolutely.
Like, be at her whim.
There's a little bit of a little plot hole thing.
What's that?
But I'll wait until we get to that part because it's like a couple minutes after this scene. But yeah, I love that now Agatha is this nosy neighbor that she, this act that she had to put up this entire time, and she has no control over it. She just has to live in it. Uh-oh, Joe. Oh.
Here's the thing. Elizabeth Olsen is seriously beautiful.
Yeah.
Her eyes. It's her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy was saying something. She's like, she's a different type of beauty. It's not like the Hollywood beauty you usually, like Scarlett Johansson, right? Like, you know, like Marilyn Monroe, that's Hollywood beautiful. Like, there's something different about Elizabeth Olsen and her beauty. It's more unique, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay, so also, Joe, let's stop getting thirsty. Let's walk this back. Haywood gets hit by Darcy. Or like his car gets pinned. She's like, you're going to jail, bitch. And he's like, damn it, my plan's been goddamn foiled. The hex is falling in on itself. The thing that I thought was like so funny is seeing them walk back home because they look so out of place in something so ordinary now. Where in the beginning, they just look like they belonged there, you know? Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, superheroes going to their suburban house. What the fuck? Okay.
I forget. Does Vision have his turtleneck on yet?
He just got his turtleneck
straight on. From the comics.
Yeah.
It's great.
Man loves a good turtleneck. Honestly, if I was that tall and skinny, I would be rocking turtlenecks all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That said, she's tucking the boys in the bed.
here we go. Here's where the waterworks are, like, starting in Kyle's eyes. Yes.
How so?
How so? Because she sees the hex closing in. Because she's letting go. She's bringing it back to normal Westview. You see the sign change outside of town. Mm-hmm. You see the billboard go back to normal. The buildings and whatnot. And she's tucking them in with Vision. And they say something super sweet to her, like, good night. And Wanda turns around before leaving. She's like, thank you for choosing me as your mom. And as you see the hex closing in, you know that Wanda knows they won't be there pretty soon. And again, another perfect shot where before she closes the door, the red glow from the hex coming closer and closer is framing the boys in the windows. Like, it gets stronger and stronger, more red and red, showing that the hex is coming closer and closer and closer. And you know, the moment that door closes, boys are gone.
What if, because she's like, thank you for choosing me for as your mom. That's weird. What do you mean chose? Does this, because, like,
I 100% think Agatha was probably grooming them, like, to help her.
Could it be her master, you think? Mephisto himself? Part of his soul?
Maybe. I don't know.
And the red going deeper and deeper is just this, maybe something more dark and sinister and, dare I say, satanic?
I don't know.
Maybe there's still trouble in paradise. That said, we then get the final scene with her and Vision, and I shit you not, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. This shit almost made me cry. Yeah. This is the goodbye they should have had.
Yeah.
She had the time with him. She raised a family with him. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to say goodbye.
Fake Vision even cried a real tear.
A real fucking tear.
Yeah.
He says something to her, and it fucking broke me. I'm going to try to get to it. He sees that their time has come. They're holding hands. Let's see. It's coming. It's coming. Uh-oh. Ford focuses now.
I think the reason why I was super emotional, because, yeah, she finally got her closure.
Yeah.
She's coming to terms with her grief, and she's still not happy about it. I mean, who would? Yeah. But she realizes, like, it's only for her benefit. She's doing it for her own gains. It's not right. And it's just time.
I like what Vision asks her. He goes, what am I? And she goes, you're my vision. You are the piece of the mind stone that lives in me. So we know now what this vision was. Touches her face. He's like, you are a body of wires and blood and bone that I created. So, like, she's finally telling him the truth here. And then she says something really sweet. You are my sadness and my hope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. He's like, yeah. And then she goes, but mostly you're my love. And I'm like, ah, oh, oof. And that's where he cries or he's about to cry that one tear. He's getting all watery eyed. Mm-hmm. They share that one final kiss. Oh, it's a long one. Guys, the hex is coming. He needs to start saying something. He looks at her. There you go. There's a teardrop. Wipes it away from him.
And in case you don't know, listeners, Joe's actively rewatching it as we're doing this.
Yeah. That's how I'm going piece by piece. I want to be accurate with it.
Yeah.
I've been, okay, this is the line. Take it home, Vision. He says to her, I have been a voice with no body. He goes, a body, but not human. And a memory made real. Wait for it. Dramatic effect. She's crying. Looks at me. Who knows what I might be next? Optimism in the face of death. Mm-hmm. There's something about that that gets me and hits me where I live. And it says, if we said goodbye before, so it stands to reason, she grabs his face, we'll say hello again. Oh, fuck me. Yep. That's a good one. Like,
he knows that Fantavision now has all those memories back. So... Yep. He's basically hinting at, like, yeah, no, you'll see me again, but it's not going to be this made-up version. It's going to be actual body and memory vision that it's has no paint on him.
Yeah. And that said, if you guys heard that, because if we had to use backup audio, because my mic's been being weird lately, I keep on getting invites and it's annoying me. To what, I don't even know. But like, Windows keeps giving me alerts and stuff. Stop it, people. And then we're back at the plot. Wanda's standing at the plot where, you know, Vision said in episode 8, where you gave her this deed where we grow old together. Technically, she did. And she grabs a hood, which, like, how do they? She has a hood, very convenient hood. Walks away from the plot, and then she zips on, zoops out. Here's the thing I'm going to say.
There's the hood and cape, too, which is dope.
Yeah, she turns into the, she turns back into her, like, I guess now original form, you could say. And she flies out of Westview. But I'm going to tell you something here. This, I'm like, you guys spent so much money. You could have just spent a little bit more making the flying look a little natural.
Yeah, her face when she stopped was a little off, I noticed. Mm-hmm. Going back to that plot hole that I'm a little worried about. Confused. If the hex is gone, how is Agatha still nosy neighbor? Is that a different hex?
I think it's her putting a hex on her. Okay. Scarlet Witch putting a hex on her.
Okay. Does she not need the runes anymore? And she just took all her power? Is that what happened? Okay.
Or like she still has it, but she's been booped.
Sure. Okay.
Booped on the noggin. But yeah, like her flying out of Westview is a little weird. But then we get the
after credit scene.
We have
I was right.
Kyle, take it away. Because I'm in the credits. I don't know where the credits
So we go back to Monica, and Hayward is getting arrested and putting cuffs and back into the truck. Mm-hmm. And then one of these special agents, who I'm thinking is the one that she was contacting with in order to get that truck, I feel like. She's like, oh, we have somebody that needs to talk to you. Come in the theater. And Wanda and this special agent go into the theater. And they go down to the front, and the woman
says, Monica just has the most beautiful smile. Sorry.
The woman officer goes, we have a friend from back in the day that wants to talk to you. And that officer turns into a Skrull. Or the Skrull reveals themselves. And she was like, oh, we have a mission for you. And Monica goes,
no, I think she's like, he wants to see you.
See you. And she goes, okay, where is he? And they just kind of point up, and Monica looks up and goes, and I don't even think she says a word. And she just looks at like, smiles. Okay, let's go. Yeah. Pointing at space. So Monica's going in space. Captain Marvel 2, baby.
Captain Marvel 2, BB.
Or the Secret Invasion show, which is going to be on Disney Plus in probably a few years.
Yep. Awesome. Fantastic. This is awesome. So now we got, okay, well, first now we have the first exit, which is Captain Marvelville, wherever Vision,
Vision will return Vision's at some point.
He's going to be somewhere. Awesome. Cool. I suddenly now am excited for Captain Marvel 2, because I'm going to be honest, really, first movie was fun.
I mean, I think it's fantastic, but it's okay.
All right, you're the one that really likes it. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm the one.
You're the one. Listen, I talk to a lot of people. They're like, yeah, it's all right. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Lady's got a good, it's good, solid. Lady's got a good, solid superhero flick. The second post-credit scene.
Oh, boy.
Wanda is in...
Cabin
somewhere in the woods. Let's say Sokovia.
Dope cabin. Looked like it had runes carved into the wood.
Right? What does that mean, Kyle?
I don't know. But what's more important is Wanda's outside sipping some coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And the camera's panning throughout the house. And it goes to the back room. And there's Scarlet Witch floating in the air in the chaos magic, reading the Darkhold book as her kids are screaming. Help me, Mom. Help me.
And she wakes up. It's like, because it's very, this is the most Doctor Strange ass shit. Where like, the camera pans at her. She's like, yeah, I'm just going to make some tea. Doop, 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 doop. Look at me drinking tea. It's herbal. Mm-hmm. And then she walks over and it's very much like hands flying, like pages being flipped. And that's like actual Wanda reading from the book. And yeah, all of a sudden the boys cry out and eyes open wide. Whew. Enter the multiverse of madness.
Oh boy. And yeah. And she's learning all the bad magic too, man. Mm-hmm. If this doesn't lead to Scarlet Witch using her powers for, again, selfish reasons and really turning her full bad, which I still have a 50-50 possibility of that actually being the case.
I'm going to stop you right there.
It's very interesting.
Are we going to lead up to, because I've seen this being thrown around a couple of times, Dark Phoenix versus, or Phoenix versus
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Nothing, Joe, and nothing will make, I can't even handle it. I can't handle it. It's not even a possibility.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. Oh my God.
It would be too hype.
Am I getting flush? Am I woo, two yeah. badass redheads fighting?
Oh, you're right.
God, Joe.
Calm, I fall in love.
Oh my God.
Calm, I fall in
love. Oh my God.
That said, though, I think this is a terrific way to end this series because it leaves things open on purpose, right? Because those things will be resolved in those said movies to go out there, watch them type of deal. And yeah, I thought I was satisfied. I wasn't like, oh, whoa, fuck. But like, this was a good show, man, from not really start, but like to finish.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts at the very end?
I loved it. I think if I was going to rank it in the MCU as we know it, without Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter. Sure.
Only ranking the good stuff,
would,
I get it.
I would rank it probably in the top 10 of every MCU thing. Just because of, to me, it stood on its own, but for what it did for the MCU universe as a whole and strengthened other things. It possibly the weaker things in the MCU. Yeah. It accomplished that goal. It's fantastic. I don't have my list on me, but probably in the 7 spot.
Yeah, seven, I think, or 7 or 8. Yeah, I think that would be fair. I think for me, at the end of the day, I think this is a great start for the shows.
Yeah,
right. Gives me great hope for the shows. And honest to goodness, like, when we're talking about like the 20 plus movies, 15 of those movies are good movies, right? So don't take where I'm placing this as a bad thing. It's mid-tier Marvel, which is very good. So I think it sits around like, yeah, like a 7 or 8 as well. So, you know, are there some things I would have like changed? Like, yeah, maybe make the first 3 episodes not boring as shit.
Let me clarify some things. You're saying 7, 8 like out of a 10 review scale?
Oh, no, sorry.
Or well, yes. In the place. I'm saying like it's in either the 7th or 8th place amongst everything.
I'll say both. Okay. I think both.
Okay.
It's a 7 or 8 range, and it's in the 7 or 8 in the MCU.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, there you go.
We got a week off. The making of next week, which I'm super excited for. Ooh. I'm a big nerd about that behind-the-scenes stuff. Same. And then we got Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Do you think it's gonna have this effect where we're thinking about stuff every single week, or is it gonna be like
the Mando? I think we're not less really so. Like I think there might be a little bit of an intrigue, like a little bit of a cliffhanger, kind of. I fully expect post credit scenes every week from here on out.
Oh, that's what you're expecting?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't think so that much for Winter Soldier. But okay.
I just don't. I don't think we're going to be like theorizing as much. Yes. I don't think there's going to be as much intrigue as to what's going on with Falcon and Winter Soldier. I just really am looking forward to Falcon coming to terms with the new mantle of being Captain America and fighting for it, and what I'm hoping for it to be, where it's him versus the world, pretty much.
I'm looking for like Fast and Furious out of the show.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. High octane.
Yeah, high octane action. Okay.
And like Bucky and Falcon just joking and being dicks to each other. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. That said, we'll see you all there. Not really the road to greatness, but the next time we
do question.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do we want to do a movie for next week? to fill the gap.
Ooh, what movie? What movie?
Do we start at the beginning and catch up?
Oh, you want to catch up?
Not like fully, like not every week we do a movie as well, but throughout the Disney Plus shows, if in between each season we do an MCU movie.
Okay. What movie you want to watch?
Do you want to start Iron Man?
Fuck yes, I would.
I haven't seen Iron Man in a while, so.
Dude, I watched him while I was sick. It really helped me. These movies really do get me in like, a zen mood.
So. Or should we leave it up for a vote? Of people asking us to watch or vote.
I would say next time so we give people time to do it.
That's fair.
So we can announce it on the show.
So Iron Man next week.
Bam. And with all that said, with all that out of the way, that has been our WandaVision rewatch. We'll see y'all next time. Love y'all. Thank you for supporting us the way you do. And I think, you know what? Here on out, we'll do like Patreon shout outs as well.
Sweet.
Doing these. Yeah, makes sense. All right. Love y'all.
Bye-bye.